Season 2, Episode 9. Don't be a layaway girl. If he told you, then you know what? You should know.
DJ Cassidy, drop that beat.
This episode of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast is brought to you by Target, because Target did it again. Because this week, they're offering great deals on home electronics and a whole lot more. But we're going to start in the kitchen. All KitchenAid items are on sale up to 20%, and this starts from February 4th through the 10th. Next, if you want to know what time it is, save $70 on an Apple Watch, valid from February 4th through the 10th. And then lastly, get a $20 gift card when you spend $100 on baby essentials. Again, you want to shop for this from February 4th through the 10th. Check this deal on the keepit100girl.com page, and you're going to look for episode number 9. Or if you are an online shopper like myself who does everything on her phone, you can just tap that podcast icon on your mobile and access the show notes for your Target shopping link. And you know what? Shop, shop, shop from there. Welcome back to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. I'm your host, Nina Babel. And you know what? I help y'all celebrate embarrassment. I am your, I guess, quote unquote, unofficial relationship strategist, leading and guiding you to making better decisions in your life. And you know what? More importantly, having those open conversations with confidence. So my podcast is more of a girl-friendly, Keep It 100 flavor, teaching you how to use your voice and be action takers in every realm of your life. Because most of you out there, including myself, I mean, we're all too shy. We have this little too shy, nervy, and embarrassed to ask way about ourselves. But on my podcast and my shows, I share what women and men are thinking, but not saying out loud. Every week, I am unapologetically myself. And so are you. No filters, no judgment, no boundaries. You know, we keep it 100. And that's what it's all about. It's raw. It's real. Women tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray cray. And I forgot about you men too. In case you missed it, I had 2 episodes last week. Episode number 7, redefining consensual consent, is so important. You know, it goes with the whole Me Too, Time's Up movement. And I'm really encouraging women not to play games anymore and stand up for yourself. And I'm saying this because part of me is just tired of hearing, you know, I went to his dorm room, I went to his hotel room, I went to his house on the first date. So I'm using my voice and platform to empower you or remind you how to speak up and act in those ambiguous dating situations where, you know, whether it's telling a man to slow down, stop, when you aren't comfortable, and using that voice because there might be a time when you can't. Next, in episode 8, I reveal my fibroid truth, and I let you know that, look, surgery for some of you is not an option, and it wasn't for me, and I made that clear to my doctor. And I'm 4 years in counting, people, but let me put it bluntly. If you are a woman of color, according to Western medicine, you are doomed. No, seriously, you have a predisposition for having fibroids, believe it or not. And in this episode, I share my culprits and I provide you some of my own tips and my own experiences so that you are making an informed choice. And then lastly, I provide 3 sample recipes that I use, and they range from juices to a meal. And also, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live on February 17th. So check it out on the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page, or just follow me on social so you'll get all the deets. Are you ready to keep it 100? All right, girls, this is a Nina girl tough love episode. And we all were that girl once, but, you know, we vow to say never again because that's life. And furthermore, we're all damaged. We are in our own little way. And the key is knowing what baggage you're bringing and how it's keeping you down. Let's keep it real from the jump. If dude is telling you from the start that he's not ready for a relationship, not into a relationship, doesn't want a relationship, you need to give him all the nopes. Trying to tell you ladies not to waste your time in 2018. And someone who doesn't want a relationship but expects those, okay, there's two kind of benefits, right? It's the benefits and then you have the relationship benefits. Yes, there's a difference. Benefits is straightly smashing. Relationship benefits, it's a combination of smashing and, you know, being your cuddle buddy for the winter. But know your value. I think that's my biggest takeaway on every episode. Know your value and walk away, because you're just going to hurt yourself more and suffer in those situations in the end. And I'll tell you why a little bit later. But now for the men. Look, dude, if you don't want a relationship and you create one with your behaviors, you're lying to yourself too. Because I know, I remember distinctly after like being hurt in a relationship, I wanted a mental break. So my girlfriend takes me out, you know, as usual on a Friday night, go to happy hour. And I tell this guy like, oh, I don't want a relationship. Like I was upfront, but he kept on pursuing like, come on, just go out with me. And I was coerced into going out with this guy. And I let myself get coerced. But I'm just saying it's not all one-sided because guys do it too. And you can't put the blame all on one person. His words, her words, and behaviors, if they're not consistent from the jump, that is clue number one. I titled this episode, If He Told You, Then You Should Know. Because you can't cry foul. Why put yourself through this undeserving heartache of a little bit of nothing that you're being offered? Or continue it. The mistake you're making is that mentally, as females, because we do this, it's our DNA, I think, we always expect a different result. But you guys need some flashcards. And in this episode, you're going to learn that he gave you his truth. And you're also going to learn, do you really want a relationship that bad? You can't change a man's mind. Men are not for the weak-minded woman. And then lastly, be aware of your worth.
What we do here is go back.
If she stays, you know what? That's on her. If a man is honest with what he wants, can't blame dude because he's done nothing wrong. What's wrong here is if a woman is willing to waste her time trying to change his mind, that's her time wasted. I don't know where the confusion comes in. If he or she tells you they don't want the same things, don't be desperate to be in a relationship you're not ready for. Because in the case of benefits, it's not rocket science. Don't read between the lines. Take it for face value. Don't misinterpret anything. Then try to blame the guy or the girl for not being clear. Okay, he's laid a rocky foundation. So what part don't you get, ma? Because it's all games and you're signing up to play it. We want something so bad that it's not good for us. If he's not ready and never will be ready, don't play house. If you're the only one contributing to the foundation, some men will do what you allow them. So it's important to know your worth. It really is. Because we've all been in that situationship or shituationship, as I call it, at one time or another. And it's no one's fault. But I'll have to say it is your fault if the person is upfront with you. So don't try giving him the benefits to see if he changes his mind, because you are the one now that's playing the games. Okay, attention, weak-minded ladies, this PSA is for you. I want you to find somebody who's ready for what you want and stop trying to change these men, people. They are who they show you from the beginning. if you decided to go through with it and caught those feelings, it's your fault. Because he was honest and told you what he wanted out of it, point blank. Not everyone is strong-willed and understands what's being brought to the table, but sometimes feelings and sex can make the smartest, most educated, Ivy League decorated person become stupid. A lot of people start off as friends in this world and not ready for a commitment. And you know what happens? It evolves. It evolves into something more. Never let a woman or a man tell you twice they don't want you. That is embarrassing on all levels, okay? Especially if it's in public, especially if you catch them in public with someone else. And just having someone tell you that is not a good feeling. Because a man knows when he's ready and his actions will show it. So when a man says he's not ready, you have to listen to him because his actions are going to align exactly to what he says. And you'll never meet a man that wasn't ready, but demonstrated he was. Point blank. Valentine's Day falls on hump day this year, and Hotel Tonight has some sweet deals to offer. It's a perfect excuse to treat yourself and or your favorite plus one to a little midweek staycation. And since you can now book up to 100 days in advance using this app, it's time to lock down those V-Day plans right now. Don't forget to use the promo code NIBABEL when you book some of those sweet hotels available this Valentine's Day.
Have you ever felt?
Are you listening? Damn.
What you allow is what will continue. When you meet people, what I think we fail to realize is not only do you meet them, but you're meeting their dating baggage, right? So their anxieties, fears, worries, selfishness, insecurities, maybe even lack of love. Because we live our lives meeting people all the time. But I think one thing is we didn't realize how much baggage that you really didn't pay attention to. We all don't have that clean canvas. We are imperfect dealing with some of the weight and their weight that they've been carrying too. So it's important to really, again, I'm going to drill it, know your worth. Because many women don't know their value, which is the reason why they stay with men that don't commit themselves. People are going to love the way it was demonstrated to them. Roll with it or bounce. You bounce. Getting emotionally involved with these guys to get benefits will be your downfall. That should only be given in a relationship. And forget the potential here. That's not up for discussion. And there's no securing a spot for when he's ready either. We've all been a victim of this, some more than others. Not on purpose, just because. As women, we think, you know, if we hang around, things will change. But what really needs to change here is our filters. And the fact that we're not going to double back using this mentality. Stop looking at these men as projects that you can fix too. He is clear about his intentions, which gives you the ability to make an informed choice. He's giving it all to you. The ironic thing is you don't have the ability to use that logic God gave you to make that decision to walk away. Instead, after months, in some cases years of talking and spending time, goes by when you want more and he's not on the same page. This is why people should know what they want before they date so they can have that conversation. And you should go back to episode number 63. I think it's 63, but just search with the title, just ask the fucking question, and you will hear those women's stories. No more victim narratives. Don't expect relationship things out of a person you don't want to be in a relationship with. As women, let's acknowledge that we feed off the actions of men and not necessarily what they told us once upon a time. This time, take a man at his word and move on, or be prepared to suffer. Spend your energy for the right person. Let go of what's not going to happen. Stop blaming him for your choice because you have options. One of them that I'm trying to tell you is you can't love him into a relationship. And this is why we have a block button, sent a voicemail button. If they keep calling you back and you want to better yourself in 2018, then don't give him the privilege. Stand your ground. Draw that line in the sand because it will make men respect you more. You want a man that claims you wholeheartedly, 100%. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Men that have intentions of pursuing you will always let you know from the jump if he doesn't make his intentions clear. Be well aware of your worth. Thanks for tuning in to the Keep It 100 Girls show. If you have all the feels to keep it 100 in your life, tune in each week for real girl talk. In fact, Nina girl talk on relationships, love, sex, dating, careers, women's health, and even travel. Review this show on iTunes. Even better, don't forget to subscribe so you never, ever, ever miss another episode. Help me spread the word, though. I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Auto Radio, and Google Play Music. Get social with Nina using the handle at Nina Babel on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to join Girly Nation on the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. Catch my Facebook Live on February 17th, where I'm going to be in the kitchen sharing my recipe plans and sharing some little tidbits for women who suffer from fibroids. And I'm signing off. Keep it 100. Over and out. Peace and out. Smooches.